American sleeping problems have fueled a whole industry of products and medications promising a good night's rest.
When morning comes in the middle of the night, it affects your entire day.
That's a commercial for Ambien, a brand name sedative often prescribed to help people like me who have trouble falling asleep. But research shows there are safer and more effective ways to treat chronic sleep problems. So I decided to visit a sleep therapist to explore my options.
Hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Right this way.
Kristen Stone is a psychologist who specializes in treating people with insomnia and other sleep problems. I first visited her in 2015 to try a treatment I'd read about called Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, or CBTI. After some initial false starts, it worked. No more tossing and turning in bed. Until recently.
All right. How has it been? How are you?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I kind of fell off the wagon.
Tell me what you mean.
I had been practicing my good sleep habits. And then what happened is we went away on a vacation and, you know, there was flights and delays and I slept in and then I...
Sound familiar? You go on vacation or stay up late a few nights and you're all out of whack. And then you have to go to work the next day and it takes forever to fall asleep. For some people, sleep is that difficult a lot of the time. Cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia is a way to change that by changing the behaviors that interfere with your body's natural sleep cycle. You start by keeping a sleep diary, writing down the time you go to bed, the time you wake up, and whether you woke up in the middle of the night. You also write down whether you feel tired or rested in the morning. After 2 weeks, you pick a wake-up time, for me it was 7 o'clock, and you stick to it no matter what.
I'm looking at how long it was taking you to fall asleep when you started treatment compared to where you were when you were at your best. So you got your time of falling asleep down to about 20 minutes, whereas you were over 45 when you started treatment.
Tell me what regulates our sleep.
I woke up this morning at 5:30. What time did you wake up this morning?
Seven o'clock.
So, and I haven't slept since I woke up the first time. How about you? Have you?
No.
My sleep therapist, Kristen Stone, says the longer you've been awake, the stronger your urge to sleep. It's a concept sleep experts call sleep drive.
And that is one of the biological processes that regulates sleep. The other one is circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm is an independent biological process that operates inside that lets you know when your body wants to be sleeping and when it wants to be awake. So we know just from research that they've done in which they have humans in conditions where there are no lights and no clocks, that humans like to be asleep at night and like to be awake during the day, even when they don't know when day and night is. They sleep at night, they're awake during the day. This process operates independently, but it can be influenced by our behavior, by light, and a few other factors can influence it.
How do I know if I have a sleep disorder, or anybody in the population? How do we know? How does anyone know?
If a person is experiencing excessive daytime sleepiness, despite having an adequately lengthy sleep at night, that would indicate the need to go see a specialist and see if you have a sleep disorder.
One of the most serious sleep disorders is called sleep apnea, when your breathing is interrupted during sleep. The most common type is obstructive sleep apnea, where the muscles in the back of the throat collapse, blocking your airway. In extreme cases, people can stop breathing hundreds of times a night, increasing their risk of high blood pressure, strokes, and heart attacks. Stone says you want to know if you have sleep apnea because there are ways to treat it.
Does everyone really need 7 hours a night of sleep? I looked, the CDC said that was their sort of recommended level. What have you found with patients?
No, everyone does not need 7 hours a night of sleep. What we know from a lot of sleep research is that there are a lot of individual differences regarding human biological sleep needs.
Some people tend to have a problem where they can fall asleep right away, but they wake up in the middle of the night and they can't go back to sleep. Is that considered a sleep disorder or sleep disruption, or is that common?
That is experienced by individuals with insomnia. They may not have clinically significant insomnia if it's not happening more than 3 days a week for more than 3 months, but that is certainly one of the characteristic symptoms of insomnia, difficulty falling back asleep once I wake up in the night.
So, Dr. Stone, when you talk about good sleep habits, I'm wondering, does that mean giving up caffeine? Does it mean giving up dark chocolate?
What I usually say around sleep habits is, it's all the things you do during the day and whether or not those things foster or impede good sleep. So yes, certainly things like caffeine intake is a sleep hygiene item, but how rigidly you need to apply it to your own personal life depends very much on whether or not you have a predisposition to sleeping difficulties.
What about sleeping in on weekends? There are so many people I know who have to get up every day for work at a certain time, but they sleep in on the weekends because they feel tired, they're having trouble sleeping, and they want to catch up. What does that do?
A lot of us are doing that. So what it does, and the effects on people differ. There are individual differences with how much it's going to affect people. But research, circadian research has shown that individuals will feel the effects of sleeping in on the weekend and staying up later on the weekend from Monday through Wednesday of the following week. They feel wonky. Even if they get adequate sleep, they just don't feel quite like themselves, and they're experiencing grogginess in the morning through even lunchtime up to Wednesday of the previous week. So then they start feeling more regulated because Monday through Wednesday they were on their normal routine sleep schedule. By Wednesday they're feeling better, and then the whole thing gets delayed again by sleeping in on the weekends, and the pattern repeats.
Or coming upon daylight savings time. What do I need to do? Should I just turn the clock back all at once and bite the bullet? And how long will it take before I feel somewhat normal at that new time?
Mm. It depends on how many things you use to augment your advanced shift. So if you just use your behavior, and what I mean by that is if you just wake up earlier, it'll take longer. But if you wake up earlier and expose yourself to bright light, very bright light in the morning, your phase will advance more quickly.
It's a funny question, but what does a really good night's sleep sound like?
It could sound many different ways. I'm imagining it is quiet, less rustling, less sighing. Some people do a little murmuring in their sleep. That doesn't mean they're not getting good quality sleep if they're sleeping. Some people are noisy sleepers. The absence of snoring, I would say.
Kristen Stone is a psychologist who specializes in treating sleep disorders at a practice in East Providence. She spoke with me at her office at Brown University, where she's an assistant professor at the Warren Alpert School of Medicine.